showcasing local talent on the Northwest Coast.
All right, CFM's Friday Live for Mackie's Royal Hotel. Live music every Saturday. It's Mackie's time. Today for Friday Live, we have Shani with us on the phone. Morning, Shani.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, thank you. So we've heard you're a bit of a superstar across the coast.
Oh.
As in giving back and helping others across the coast find their voice and I guess, level up their voice as well. But you've also got your own music too.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I recorded an album a while back now.
And are we going to hear a song from that album?
Yes. The song's called Now That I Know. It's a song that I wrote when I was going through a period in my life when there was big change, so it's kind of a song about inspiration for change and freedom and growth and something new on the horizon.
And you've been performing and teaching for over 25 years, so plenty of experience under the belt. You've played solo. You've also got some acts you play with as well.
Yes, that's right. I've just started a new lineup called Resting Pitch Bass.
That's good.
I like a good pun.
Love a good pun.
Yeah, we do love the name. And you can catch us at EcoFest.
Oh, that's coming up too.
Yeah, so that's coming up in April on the 9th, I believe. And I'm also doing some great shows with a group of 11 female musicians from around the coast called Women of the Moon. And we've got some gigs coming up in July and August as well.
Yeah, and people may remember Women of the Moon from Friday Live.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Any solo gigs coming up?
Not at the moment. I'm sort of focused more on the group kind of stuff that I'm doing, yeah.
Yeah, nice. And how did you get into music? Like, did you start playing guitar or start singing first, or...?
I actually started playing flute, and I was... so that's one of my first instruments, and then I started playing guitar, and I was a theatre nerd, so they asked me to sing in a theatre show that I was in, and I discovered that I had a voice, and then it was like, right, now I want to be a singer.
Yeah, cool.
I've been singing ever since.
Do you ever still pick up the flute?
Yes. I had about 20 years where I didn't play it, but I recently started playing it again, and I do play it at gigs now, which is a heap of fun. I do some solos and fun things with it, which is great.
Picking the flute back up, was it kind of like riding a bike?
It kind of was, yeah. It felt a bit awkward at first, but I think I'd played it long enough for the muscle memory to still be in there, and it just all slowly trickled back, and it was fun to kind of re-remember how to do it, and it was great.
That's awesome. And is there some flute in this single?
Not in this particular song, no. I hadn't at that point reconnected with it. So I'm planning on doing another album, probably start recording next year, and I'm hoping to get a few more instruments on that one, because I now play ukulele as well as guitar and flute and piano. So
wow.
I'm hoping to, incorporate all of that into the new songs that I'm writing at the moment.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, we can keep track of what you're up to, including live gigs and even your sing coaching as well at shani.com.au as well. And we're about to hear your song, Now That I Know. Thanks for telling us about yourself and about the song, and here it is. Where can people find it if they like it and they want to listen again?
The CD's available at Black Market Music. So just go onto the web and search for that.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Thanks so much, Shani.
Lovely. Thanks for having me.
Another day is dawning on me. Another chance for me to be free. Another blue and cloudless sky. Just another reason why I should fly. Now that I know that life is all just part of the game, and now that I know that forever could be just for one day, now that I know that I am reaching for the sky, now that I know
from within. It's just another one of those things. And like you say, you make yourself. So take those dreams down off the shelf.